ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
The city of Milwaukee has a lot going for it. Downtown is booming with a new Fiserv Forum attracting huge crowds. And new office buildings, condos, and apartments are springing up. And next year, of course, the eyes of the world will be on Milwaukee as it hosts the Democratic National Convention. But for all of that good, there is a flip side. Milwaukee still is one of the most segregated cities in the country, and the disparities in the health of its citizens are significant. One way the city can improve health care for everyone is to take advantage of UWM's Joseph J. Zilber School of Public Health. It is the only accredited school of public health in the state of Wisconsin, and this year, the school is celebrating its 10th anniversary. Joining us in the studio to talk about UWM's public health school are Dean Ron Perez and Michael Leosa, Associate Professor of Environmental Health Sciences and the faculty chair of the school. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you. And Ron, happy anniversary. 10 years.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here. It's amazing how time flies, really flies.
Yeah, I remember when we were first talking about planning the school and selling the idea of a public health school, both to the UW system and to the state legislature, and it was no easy task at the time, was it?
Not at all. And not only, if you recall, the process of developing this task force and the report that went into it and the case that had to be made at system, but also then coming up with a location for the new School of Public Health and how we ended up downtown, which I think is a great location, much closer to the population that we like to serve than the east side.
And that's really the key, isn't it? The need for a public health school is so much greater when you have a large population like the city of Milwaukee, where, as I mentioned before, there are these disparities, right, Michael?
Indeed. And, you know, we have members of our community who are doing really well, but we also have members of our community that are suffering from food insecurity, meaning that they don't always have access to quality food or enough food. They have housing insecurity, meaning that the places that they reside, they don't know if they can make rent next month. And then they have transportation insecurity. How do they get from that home to their work? And all of these things kind of interact to create social conditions that add stress to their lives, add complexity to their lives, and then you add into, on top of that, in many cases, integration of racism and experience of racism. And you add all of that, and that can really have a very large effect on a number of health issues that people in these communities have that range from higher incidences of asthma, heart disease, obesity, premature children, and high rates of infant mortality. So these are the types of things that we in the School of Public Health are really trying to get our heads around. And this is going to be a long-term effort. We're 10 years into this, but hopefully 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now, we'll have actually seen improvements in these health disparities that I just spoke of.
Michael, you were on the ground floor as the school started. You were one of the first faculty members, and now there are more than 24 faculty members. So you've witnessed the evolution of the school as it began its journey of trying to serve the people of Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's been really an exciting time for me personally and professionally. And when I came here, I was one of the first faculty that was hired. I didn't totally know what I was getting into, although I knew what a school of public health was about, which is about finding ways of preventing disease before those disease incidences happen. But only being one of a few faculty, you didn't know what it was going to look like 10 years down the line. But I was involved in actually helping to hire some of the people that came, and we started with a core faculty environmental health. And that grew into a new track with community behavioral health. Those were the original two school programs in the school. And that gradually led to the growth in public health policy and administration, biostatistics, and epidemiology. So we have five areas of public health that we have faculty covering.
The fact that the school is accredited is a big deal, isn't it, Ron? I know that the school didn't start out as an accredited school, but that really is essential for the school to be able to be to fulfill its potential.
That's correct, Tom. I cannot understate, I suppose, the importance of the CEF accreditation that the school has. It is a very rigorous process, and you have to have tracks, you have to have faculty members, you have to have outcomes, you have to be able to assess those outcomes. And to be able to achieve all of that as quickly as we did, we became accredited in 2017. Officially, the school started in 2009, but you have to the first few years were spent hiring faculty members, developing the curriculum, and then going out to recruit students. But accreditation is really a stamp of quality by our peers. And we are the only accredited school of public health in the state of Wisconsin. There are 62 accredited schools of public health in the United States.
Only 62 in the entire country.
And there are 66 international. There are four overseas, Mexico, Taiwan, and Canada have accredited schools of public health.
What is the fact that you have a public health school right here in the heart of Milwaukee? And it literally is right in the heart. It's just north of the Fiserv Forum in the old Pabst Brewery project. And actually, as I recall, isn't one of the buildings that you occupy, you have two sections or two buildings, one new and one older joined together. Wasn't the old one used?
It was the old bottling plant for a while for Pabst Brewery. And then it was actually a hosiery factory, I believe, in the 50s through 70s.
Good Lord. So appropriate enough, though, that the public health school is in an old brewery. Somehow that seems appropriate for the city of Milwaukee. The facility itself, how is it constructed to allow you to fulfill your mission?
Well, I think there's really several different areas of focus that we were very thoughtful when we had the opportunity to work with the Zilber organization. It was generous enough to donate the building and reconstruction to us or renovation to us. But, you know, the principal activity of a school of public health is to teach future students about public health so that they can then enter the workforce and serve our state and serve our communities. So we have several large classrooms that we teach most of our core classes in. These are that all Master Public Health students take these introductory courses. We have smaller seminar rooms for, 5 to 11 students to work with a faculty member on really intense areas of public health and more advanced training. We also have meeting spaces where community members can come and interact with faculty members.
You even have a kitchen down on the main floor.
I was actually going to get to that. We have
that's a great
teaching kitchen.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, one of our professors, Professor Amy Harley, who was joined about the same time I did, actually a year before I did. That was one of her ideas because she does a lot of work with community groups on nutrition. So the idea was that we would be able to bring in demonstrations and training on different types of food preparation and how community groups can work together on all of the tremendous food movements that we have here in Milwaukee.
I want to talk more about curriculum, but we really need to put out a special plug for the family that you just mentioned, the Zilber family, Joseph J. Zilber and his wife Vera. They were the ones responsible for the $10 million gift to the university that really allowed the public health school to get its foundation, and couldn't have done it without them.
Right, and I think, given economic circumstances in the state, I fear that we wouldn't have actually been able to take off had we not had that generous donation at the beginning. But they've also provided us separate gifts along the way that have helped us to get from point A to point B to where we are now as an accredited school celebrating our 10th anniversary.
The latest donation from the Zilber family is significant. It's $2.5 million that they provided to the school last December. So it's what I'd like to think of rocket fuel, because now the school is positioned for growth, has undergone a significant development, and we're finally prime and ready to take off.
You work very closely with the city of Milwaukee and with other municipalities. Let's talk about that relationship between the folks at the university doing the research and the teaching, and then the people on the front line.
Right. I would look at that as kind of a multi-level interaction. The primary interaction, and I think one that's probably most important, is that we place students in community organizations and in the city health department and health departments throughout Milwaukee County and actually statewide. And as part of their training, they work with a public health expert in the field and learn how to do public health, serving their community, looking at data, running vaccine clinics, doing lead testing in homes and analyzing those kinds of data. So that's sort of level one. And then level two is where actually faculty can work with some of these same community organizations and do research projects with them. And there have been several applications that have been joint applications for grant funding that have gone between a faculty member in the Zilber School and a community organization. And so these are the types of things that we're able to do, be a hub for that community interaction that hopefully will eventually improve the health of our great city. And then the last level is those sort of community meetings that we have that space for, where we can bring people from the health department or local nonprofit organizations and interact with students, staff, and faculty in the Zilber School, as well as others in the university, and just have those informal conversations about what are the problems that we have here in Milwaukee and how can we deal with them and where can we find the leadership to solve those problems? And when you have those conversations, something happens that you figure out a solution that maybe just faculty in their offices or students in their classes might not have come up with independently. But bringing those people together is very important, and I think we'll have positive outcomes.
So it's been 10 years since the school really got rolling. Are there outcomes that you can point to? Have we moved the needle at all in terms of addressing those health care disparities in a fashion that would not have happened if the school did not exist?
Well, I'd like to piggyback to something that Michael mentioned, which is those field experiences. The field experience is a requirement of the Masters of Public Health. So we have about 110 MPH alums out there, and all of them have had to go through a field placement experience, which requires them to work out in the community about 240 hours. They also do what is known as a capstone design experience or a culminating experience. And as Michael pointed out, most of them are conducted or were conducted here in the state of Wisconsin. That's not to say that we don't have others that have gone beyond the region, but all of them are practical projects that the students have worked on with the preceptor at the receiving end of it, which would be a health department perhaps or a state agency in conjunction with the faculty members. So there are about 120 projects that have been conducted already.
So students don't hit the ground running when they graduate. They've been running in the trenches, working in the trenches, while they're working towards their degree.
Absolutely. One idea that comes to mind, and I don't want to put more weight on one person over the other 119 that Ron just mentioned, but about 3 or 4 years ago, a student did a project where they were actually measuring or mapping cooling centers in the city of Milwaukee. And actually, I don't remember if it was 3 years ago or 5 years ago, but we didn't have any known cooling centers, or the city health department didn't know where our cooling centers were. So when we had a heat event during the summer, and with climate change, those events are becoming much more likely, and a heat event being 4 or more days of 90-degree weather, some people don't have air conditioning, or they live in very warm apartments. How do we get them cooling to protect their health? And so this student, they worked on a GIS, which is a geographical information system project, actually mapped the known cooling centers and identified potential cooling centers that could be used in such of an event. And that was shared with the health department. And now that information is public and it's widely disseminated, so people that don't have air conditioning can be informed of where to go to protect themselves during those events. That's just one of a bevy of projects that we have our students working on.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. I'm Tom Lujack, and joining us in the studio today are Ron Perez, the Dean of the Joseph J. Zilber School of Public Health, and Michael Leosa. Michael is an Associate Professor in Environmental Health Sciences. He's also the faculty chair at the school, and we're talking about the 10th anniversary of the School of Public Health here in Milwaukee. The school is located in Milwaukee, and yet it is the only accredited school in the state of Wisconsin. So does the reach or the impact of the school extend beyond the city limits?
Absolutely. We have students that have graduated who are working in outward counties, more rural counties throughout the state. I have a student that I know has worked in Wausau. We have another student that is, I believe, in Outagamie County. So really, the learning that happens here in Milwaukee over time and already has benefited almost every county within the state of Wisconsin.
Are the healthcare needs different in rural Wisconsin from what you would find here in the center of the city?
I think that there's a lot of similarities and a lot of differences. So some of the key similarities are that difference in socioeconomic status, in other words, how many economic resources someone has access to. Those differences exist in rural counties as they do in the inner city. Now, one of the big differences between that disparity is that in Milwaukee, those differences in economic status tend to separate based on racial or ethnic lines, whereas in rural counties, it tends to be more homogeneous, people of Caucasian background. But you still have differences in health outcomes where people that are more economically disadvantaged have more obesity, heart disease, asthma, cancer rates, stress, depression. So we still see those differences, and the way we can manage those differences and try and bring resources to people that have those disadvantages, there's a lot of similarities whether you're in an agricultural county in the state or whether you're right here in the city.
You know, a lot of listeners might be thinking, well, gee, if somebody's overweight or if somebody has diabetes or has a drinking problem, shouldn't they just go see their regular physician? Can't the physician help solve these problems? Could we talk for just a moment about how the healthcare professionals that we have in the state, those who are providing direct care, how do they interact with people in the School of Public Health?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And I think that's so important for people to understand what is public health, because we have fantastic clinicians in the state, all throughout the state. And they are working very hard to improve people's health when people come to them with their conditions. What we want to do in public health, and what's the biggest difference between public health and the clinical areas, is we're trying to work upstream of those risk factors that make people sick. We want to work upstream to prevent those things from happening in the first place. So a classic example is right here in Milwaukee, we know we have a lead problem. And lead is cause of a lot of neurodevelopmental disorders, and it impacts children especially. We know how to prevent those neurodevelopmental delays by preventing lead exposure. Whereas if you have already been exposed to lead, sure, you can go to the doctor and there's many ways that they can help you to help your children mitigate the effects of the lead exposure. But we want to be able to prevent lead exposure in the first place.
Perfect. Expanding on Michael's point, that is really the key difference. And if you look at the big picture, you can definitely prevent many more illnesses and you can save many more lives if you are on the preventive side of things, as opposed to once you're ill or you have diabetes, of all these health determinants have taken place, the doctors can fix it.
And probably save a lot of money, right, if you prevent people from contracting the disease or finding themselves enveloped in a health issue that could have been avoided.
We like to talk a lot in the school about primary prevention. Mm-hmm. What are all the things that we can put in place to prevent people from getting sick in the first place? Some estimates are over 25% of our chronic diseases in this country are due to environmental factors. That can be water contamination found in the home, pollution, or some of the structural things I mentioned in the beginning, like racism or economic disparities, mm-hmm. or social stress and anxiety.
I know in addition to celebrating the 10th anniversary, you, Ron, are also celebrating some other big news in the school, because up until now, the School of Public Health has been a graduate program only, so people coming in for a master's or a PhD program. But now you have something pretty neat to offer to younger students.
We have something that I think is excellent, and that is a Bachelor of Science in Public Health. It's a degree that we work really hard to develop, and I think is going to really transform or explode the population of graduates that are able to address public health issues. We have already transfer students that started in spring of 2019.
So this is very new. It just started a few months ago.
It just started in spring of 2019. So we should have graduates in the 22-23 academic year. We are currently recruiting the inaugural freshman class, which will start in fall of 2019. And we are basically expanding the pipeline. I've been working very hard with my colleagues at MATC to develop this pipeline. Basically takes advantage of the fact that the Zilber School of Public Health and the MATC downtown campus are literally 8 minutes walking. What that does is that it basically allows the students potentially to take back-to-back classes, which is one thing that, although MATC and UWM have a very strong transfer agreement, the students cannot really take back-to-back classes between any of the MATC campuses if they have to commute to the east side of campus. So I've been working with Dean Sadiki Isahaku, who is the Dean of the School of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and Jonathan Felt, who's the Associate Vice President for Student Services. And we're coming up with what I think would be a very unique transfer program between the two institutions.
That's terrific. Are there other public health schools in the country that also are offering the baccalaureate degree? Is that pretty common elsewhere?
It is not very common. There are three other state institutions that are offering not a bachelor's in public health, but a bachelor's in related areas. We have a BS in environmental public health. That's a sliver of public health. We also have a BS in community health education, which is also a sliver of public health. And we have a BS in environmental health within UW campuses. There is also a bachelor's in public health at Carroll University in Waukesha, not too far away from where we are.
So, Michael, what advantage is there for a student to start their public health education as a freshman or sophomore as opposed to waiting to graduate school?
Well, there's all sorts of advantages. Is that it's a liberal arts degree. So just like any liberal arts degree, it's going to teach students a lot about critical thinking and give them the skill sets where they can adapt to the very changing, evolving workforce that we know that our millennials are entering to this day. It gives students that might have been attracted to nursing or perhaps medicine a different path to think about. Maybe they don't like touching people, but they want to be in a community organization improving people's health. Well, that's where a bachelor's of public health could be. And then for some people, it's going to be a conduit right into that graduate program because they'll have already learned the foundations as a bachelor student, and then they can move into a master or bachelor program, again, here at Zilber. I mean, all of these students, they're seeds, and we're training them and they're learning, and then we're going to plant them throughout the Midwest region, and then they're going to just blossom and really help to improve our communities.
And attract a lot of people to Wisconsin, hopefully, right?
That's correct.
We've done that already. We have a number of students that have come from many of the Midwest region, Minnesota, Illinois, but even broader than that.
A couple of points on the BSPH is that it was designed with the possibility in mind of students completing minors and certificates. As a result of that, we carved out 27 credits out of the bachelor's that the students can actually take different classes from different schools and colleges. There are certificates, as Michael mentioned, Geographic Information Science, GIS. You can have a minor or a certificate in GIS if you wanted to, Global Studies, Healthcare Informatics. There are many different areas. So the degree is very flexible. In addition to that, we are exploring how to develop an accelerated BSPH to MPH, which would basically be a 4+1. So in 5 years, a student will complete a Bachelor's of Science as well as a Master's of Public
Health. Right, save a lot of tuition money and also get into the workforce. We just have a few minutes left, and I do want to take a look at what lies ahead for the Zilber School. 10 years behind you, where do you see the Zilber School 10 years from now, Michael?
Well, I really think it's just going to continue to grow. You know, we started out with just a few students graduating per year. And I think we graduated almost 16 students this year, and I think we're on track to graduate almost twice that next year. So the student population that we're meeting their needs is really starting to grow because now we're accredited. I hope to see more faculty so we can broaden our research foundation. Right now we have about 25 faculty. When I started 10 years ago, I was told that we would eventually have 35 to 40 faculty, and I really hope that the UW system can eventually commit to that, because that's really the only way that we can continue and have a wider reach throughout the city of Milwaukee and throughout the state.
I see a lot of growth and opportunities in the basic three areas, which is research, community engagement, and the academic side. We're almost done on the academic side. We have grown dramatically. We have a couple of pieces left. We have a Master's of Science in Biostatistics that will start this fall. We are exploring that integrated BS-PH to MPH that would need to be developed if we decide to go that way. But there's also this health meta major on the campus that we're actively promoting and engaging with, as well as a joint degree, Master's of Social Work, Master's of Public Health, and promoting the degrees that we have.
So if somebody's interested in working in medicine, they're not quite sure what, they may think they want to ultimately be a provider, perhaps an internist or a specialist. Getting that public health background in addition to their science background can't hurt.
Oh, and we've had several students who have gone on to medical or dental or veterinary school after earning their public health training with us. And I mean, that's a win-win because now we have someone that's clinically trained but also trained on that prevention side of things.
Yeah, I know a physician who actually went back to get a degree in public health after having been a provider for many years, perhaps seeing, as you have, Michael, how one might be able to go ahead and head off the problem in the first place.
Absolutely.
That's got to be really rewarding when you see that connection between the provider community and the public health community.
Thank you. Yes. I mean, just having the opportunity, one of our key parts of our school mission is really to improve the social and environmental justice within the city. And those are the types of things that when we can partner with clinicians as well as community members, it's a win-win for everybody.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Congratulations. Let's go out and put a candle on the cake. 10th anniversary of the Joseph J. Zilber School of Public Health, celebrating it this year. And good luck with the undergraduate program. Great way to provide yet another offering to the people of Milwaukee.
Thank you very much, Tom. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you for having us on.
Ron Perez, Dean of the Joseph J. Zilber School of Public Health, along with Michael Leosa, Associate Professor and the Faculty Chair at the school. That's all for this week's program. We'll see you next week at the same time. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.